Ari Adler. He is the press secretary for the Speaker of the House, Jace Bulger. Ari, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm good.
Appreciate it. You're the guy that we all want to be like. We always say in these behind-the-scenes meetings, we'd like to be the fly on the wall. Well, you're not the fly, but you know what's moving and shaking. Wanted to get your take as the House had targeted teacher tenure by passing a bill. As a matter of fact, four bills. Give us your take on that.
Well, it is a four-bill package. We're referring to it as the teacher quality package. And essentially what it did was at reforming the teacher tenure process here in Michigan, a process that we have heard from teachers and from administrators that they're saying that it is cumbersome, that it isn't fair to a lot of people, particularly teachers, younger teachers in particular, and it is very difficult for school districts to deal with poor quality teachers, and at the same time, we have good quality teachers that are being let go because of the way the process works. So we thought it was time to reform it.
We have talked with Democrats who said that they were kind of pushed aside when these bills were being put together, and we've talked with some education folks, and they say that this package of bills goes too far.
Well, I'm not sure, you know, which Democrats you're talking to. I mean, we worked closely with House Democrats throughout the committee process on these bills. Even yesterday and the day before when we were working on these bills on the floor, we had Democratic amendments that were offered and passed. They were added to the bills. We had a bipartisan vote. We had Democrats and Republicans voting for all four bills in the package yesterday. So it's something where maybe everybody doesn't agree with everything that's in this package, but for the most part, we did work with Republicans and Democrats together, and we tried to make this the best package possible. As far as educators saying it goes too far, you know, one of the things we looked at was trying to get rid of this concept of last in, first out, which is when they are looking at having to make layoffs or changes in employment for folks because of staffing levels. It is based purely on seniority at this point. So it is your teachers who've been around longer get to stay, and you have younger teachers who might be doing an excellent job but simply don't have a chance when that kind of thing happens. We've had a number of instances in Michigan and throughout the country where you'll have a teacher who receives a Teacher of the Year award and then the following year is laid off. We think that that's a problem with the system.
As a caller highlighted a question that you just brought up, when you talk about emergency financial managers being in place in a school district, those bean counters are looking to cut, to save money. When they have a teacher making $60,000 here and $30,000 here, the teacher with more tenure or who may be the better teacher may be the teacher who gets cut. Is that fair, and is that so?
Well, no, there are protections in the law and in the bills that we put together that protect teachers from arbitrary dismissal for some reason. And there's been a lot of concern raised about how administrators would react and if, you know, suddenly the teachers would not have any protection. And that's completely inaccurate. The teachers are protected so that they can't be fired just for any reason. But it looks at the quality of the education that's being provided. And in fact, the way we have it set up right now in the state law, it takes at least 4 years before a teacher can get tenure and get that protection. Under the bills we passed yesterday, if they receive three outstanding evaluations in a row, they can get tenure. So you can actually get tenure a year earlier as a new teacher than you can right now under state law.
Many of the representatives are in meetings, including the Speaker Jace Bulger. What's next? What are you going to tackle next, Ari?
Well, we have a busy June. We're looking at government reform now. After we've gotten the tax plan and the budget done, teacher tenure reform was one of those issues. We're also going to be looking at health insurance costs for public employees. That would be for teachers, for state employees, for legislators and legislative staff. It's often referred to as the 80-20 legislation. We're looking at a situation where you would allow an employer to pay only 80% of health care costs for a public employee, so the employee would be paying 20%. It has passed the Senate. It's now in the House, so we're taking a hard look at that in committee. We're looking at possibly doing some sort of a dollar amount cap on that. We don't know if that's the way to go yet or not. That's what the committee process is all about.
Ari Adler is the press secretary for the Speaker of the House, Jace Bulger. Ari, thanks so much for your time.
You bet. Thank you, Tony.